The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Dream Realm Enterprises presents Showcase Classics, an anthology of classic stories and radio theater revivals for your listening pleasure. And now for our featured presentation of Wuthering Heights.
Once again, Alexa Chipman, Carl Werner, and Mindy Rastkeenan in Wuthering Heights.
In the crumbling house on Wuthering Heights, the candle burns low in the dreary guest room. There's no sound but the wind outside and the hushed voice of the maidservant as she tells her story.
It was then that Isabella Linton came into this house as a bride. Yes, Heathcliff married her out of revenge. The same revenge that made him keep Hindley here, a staggering, broken fool, slowly drinking himself into the grave. Isabella learned the reason for her marriage to Heathcliff, but she was powerless to do anything. Then one day, Dr. Kenneth, an old friend, came to see her. He had come that morning from Linton Manor.
Isabella, go back where you belong, to Edgar's house.
Edgar disowned me, Dr. Kenneth.
I know. But he needs you now. Kathy's gravely ill.
Really?
Didn't you know? It's a matter of days now. Perhaps hours.
She can't be dying.
Fever. Inflammation of the lungs, this intense cold, and something else.
Something else?
I'd call it the will to die.
If Kathy dies, I might begin to live.
Isabella.
Begin to live? In this house with Heathcliff, nothing can live.
No, Hindley. Nothing but hate. Goodbye.
So, you think he'll begin to live when Kathy dies? He won't.
Hindley, what is it? This house. I can feel the hate within it like a crushing weight.
Of course you can. And you. He hates you even more than he does me. He loathes you. Every time you kiss him, his heart breaks with rage that it's not Kathy. Isabella, why don't you do what I've been too weak to do? Kill him. Kill him. Kill him.
Don't talk to me. Get away.
While there's still time to save your immortal soul.
Well, Hindley, remarkable.
Heathcliff.
Really, Hindley? The first coherent speech I've heard from you in weeks.
Heathcliff, please don't. I tried to stop it.
Thank you, my dear wife. Your loyalty is touching.
Your curses will come home to feed on your own heart. Every agony you've given will return. Laugh now, Heathcliff. There's no laughter in hell.
Heathcliff, why do you have him here? I can't breathe with him in this house.
Oh, existence would be so much less without my boyhood friend under my roof.
Oh, Heathcliff, you poison yourself with paying him back what he gave you. Send him away and love will come to this house. Kiss me, Heathcliff. Tell me you love me. Tell me, darling.
Why isn't there the smell of heather in your hair?
Heathcliff, let me come near you. Please, You're not as black and horrible as they say. It's just you're full of pain. All twisted inside. I can make you happy, my darling. Let me, please. You'll never regret letting me try. I'll be your slave. I'll bring life to you, life and sunshine and freshness. Put your arms around me. Look into my eyes.
Your eyes are empty, like Linton's.
They aren't empty. If you'll only look deeper, Heathcliff. Look at me. I'm pretty. I'm a woman. Let your heart see me just once.
It's no use. Why did God give me life? What is it but hunger and pain? A naked runner in a storm of spears.
Mistress Isabella.
Ellen?
What do you want here, Ellen?
I've come from Linton Manor to speak to Mistress Isabella.
Then you'll do so in front of me.
Her brother's asking that she come home for a visit.
Ah, so he's lost some of his pride, has he? Well, there's none gone in this house.
Oh, please, Mistress Isabella. He needs you.
Needs her? Now what is this, Ellen? Why does he need her?
Let go of me.
Kathy's ill.
Yes.
She's dying. Tell me the truth.
Yes. She's dying.
Joseph!
You're not going, Heathcliff.
Yes, Master Heathcliff.
Saddle my horse at once.
No, she belongs to Edgar.
She belongs to me.
If she's dying, let her die in his arms where she belongs. Let her die. Let her die.
Now who speaks of hate? Get out of my way.
Heathcliff, no. No.
And there was a murmur from the height, a faraway and wild heartbroken moan. The wings of Lucifer beat on the night. The soul of Lucifer wept all alone. Shall I read some more, darling?
No, Edgar. Will you open the window?
Won't it be too cold?
Please.
Of course, darling.
Oh, now I can smell the heather. And Edgar, isn't there a south wind? And isn't the smell almost gone?
Yes, quite gone.
Edgar, will you get me something?
Anything you wish, my darling.
Some heather. There's a beautiful patch near the castle.
What castle, Kathy?
The castle on the moors, of course. Bring me some from there.
You're in a fever, dear. There's no castle on the moors.
There is. There is. On the little hill. Beyond Wuthering Heights.
You mean Penistone Crag?
Yes. Yes. Please go.
Why do you call it the castle?
Because I was a queen. Will you bring me the heather, darling?
If you'll rest while I'm gone, and sleep.
You're so kind. So good.
My darling.
You made me the finest lady in the county. Go now. Please. Get me the heather. So I can have it on my pillow.
I'll be back with the flower you want.
Where is she? Where's Kathy?
She's not to be disturbed, sir. Master Linton's gone for the doctor.
Get out of my way! Kathy! Oh. Oh, Kathy.
Heathcliff. Come here.
Kathy, my life. How can I bear this?
I dreamed you'd come before I died. And when you came in my dream, you scowled at me once more.
Kathy. Kathy.
Oh. Does it hurt so much to see me dying?
Please, Kathy, don't hurt me.
Oh, how strong you look, Heathcliff. How many years do you think you'll live on? After me.
Kathy, oh my life, my soul.
Oh my darling, don't let me go. Oh, if only I could hold you till we were both dead.
Please, please don't speak of death.
Oh, you forget me. And be happy when I'm in the earth.
Never. Never.
Will you save me? This is the grave of Catherine Earnshaw. I loved her long ago and wept to lose her. But all has passed.
I could as soon forget you as my own life. If you die, Kathy, if you die, there will be no peace for me, ever.
Poor Heathcliff. I want to die, to escape.
Oh, why did you betray your heart, Kathy? You killed yourself.
Shh, my darling. Hold me. Just hold me.
No, no. I'll not comfort you. You deserve this.
Heathcliff. Don't break my heart.
I never broke your heart, Kathy. You broke it. My tears don't love you, Kathy. They blight and damn you. You loved me. What right had you to throw my love away for the poor fancy thing you felt for him?
I found out, Heathcliff.
Misery and death and all evil could never have parted us. You did that alone. You wandered off like a greedy child to break your own heart and mine.
I know, Heathcliff. Oh, forgive me.
Oh, Kathy, your poor wasted hands. Oh, why didn't someone tell me? I forgive you. I forgive you for what you've done. I love you, my murderer.
Carry me to the window. Let me look at the moors with you once more. Oh, my darling, once more.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, how lovely the sky looks. And over there is our castle. Remember?
I'll never forget.
The castle, Heathcliff. I'll be waiting there until you come. I'll be waiting there until...
Kathy. Kathy. No!
He Heathcliff, they're coming. Master Edgar, oh, for heaven's sake, go away and... Cathy.
You're dead, Cathy. May your soul hear this before I go. May you not rest so long as I live on. I killed you. Then haunt me. Be with me always. Take any form you wish. Only don't leave me where I can't find you. I can't live without my life. I can't live without my soul.
And though that was 20 years ago, I can still hear and see that wild hour, with poor Heathcliff holding the dead body of his beloved, crying out to Cathy's soul to haunt and torment him till he died.
Then the strange hand that gripped my wrist last night, the strange voice that called to me, was Cathy? And Heathcliff went to follow her in the storm?
It wasn't Cathy herself, but her love. Cathy's love, stronger than time, sobbing for its unlived days. Who's there?
Dr. Kenneth, open the door.
Dr. Kenneth, what's the matter?
I was just crossing the moor on my way home.
Oh, did you see Heathcliff?
Yes. I saw him from my carriage. He was wandering through the snow with a woman.
A woman, you say?
A young woman she seemed, and as mad as himself. They were walking through the storm with their arms about each other. I shouted at them, but they didn't hear. I was nearly up to them when all of a sudden my horse reared and plunged, and then I found him, alone, lying in the snow. Heathcliff was dead.
Dead? Was it by the castle? By the Penistone Crag?
Yes. However did you know?
Look down, my Heathcliff. This is our castle really now, all the wild beauty of it. For your father was an emperor of China, and your mother a queen of India. And this is our land forever, and our love.
You've been listening to Wuthering Heights, originally adapted by Lux Radio Theater and revived by Dream Realm Enterprises, especially for the Sonic Summerstock Playhouse and Dream Realm's new range, Showcase Classics. Our cast in order of appearance include John Bell as announcer, Cecil B. DeMille and Lockwood, Carl Werner as Heathcliff, Mindy Rast-Keenan as Isabella, Marisha Tapera as Ellen, Alexa Chipman as Cathy, Kareem Confley as Earnshaw, Rachel Pulliam as Young Heathcliff, Emily Smith as Young Cathy, Gabriel Harris as Young Hindley, David Ault as Hindley, Pete Lutz as Edgar Linton, John Lingard as Joseph, Jerry Kokich as Dr. Kenneth, and Alex Gilmore as a servant. Wuthering Heights was directed and produced for Dream Realm Enterprises by Rachel Pulliam. All sound effects were provided by freesound.org and instrumental music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech. Special thanks to Jonathan Patrick Russell, Shane Harris, Alexa Chipman, and John Bell for going the extra mile to make this production a reality. Tune in next time for Showcase Classics adaptation of Jane Eyre.
In the crumbling house on Wuthering Heights, the candle burns low in the dreary guest room. There's no sound but the wind outside and the hushed voice of the maidservant as she tells her story.
Thank you, CB. We'll let you know. Okay, next auditioner, I'll just step up the microphone and begin when you're ready.
Desolate and lonely are the woolly moorlands of England, where in the winter night, the snowdrifts stand like giant specters in the teeth of screaming gales. Over 200 years ago, a stranger lost his way on such a night. Freezing, blinded, and stumbling, he saw at last the fitful lights of an old manor house, aged and crumbling on the hillside. He knocked desperately at the door.
Thank you.
Should I wait out?
No, thank you.
Oh.
This program is copyright 2020 and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, soaring into new realms.